This is Northwest News from KPLU. The end of Thanksgiving signals another holiday tradition in the Northwest, the annual football matchup between the University of Washington and Washington State. The Apple Cup happens Saturday night in Pullman. Sports commentator Art Teal tells KPLU's Kirsten Kendrick that the Huskies and the Cougars have had quite different seasons leading up to the big game.
Art, beyond the rivalry, both teams want to win this game, but for different reasons.
Right. I think both of the teams would certainly like to win this game, slightly different reasons, because they've had disappointments in different ways. The Huskies have had a relatively successful season, but a lot of people expected more out of the first year of new coach Chris Peterson. There was a real expectation that he was going to take his success from Boise State, where he was very successful, 92-12 over 8 seasons. And that would just happen at Washington. But no, it was a little rocky. He had to get rid of almost 10% of the players for disciplinary or behavioral issues. And then he had a hard time, I think, imposing his standards and his practices on Steve Sarkisian's leftovers. He was the previous coach. So Peterson's difficulties have been both in game management and player management. A win over the rival on the road would give him an 8-5 record and certainly a better bowl position. So there is some value in the game for the Huskies. Washington State has really had a struggle under Mike Leach this year. They were 6-6 last year, went to a bowl game and lost it, but there was some momentum in the program. And that sort of faded this year into a 3-8 season. And there was a lot of grumbling and moaning over Mike Leach's passing attack being too one-dimensional and therefore easy to stop. He also had problems on defense. But a win against Washington would heal a lot of wounds in the Palouse. So there is a big value to Washington State for a win this time.
Well, the Cougars did lead the nation in passing. That does have to be a big problem for the Huskies' biggest weakness.
Yes, the Huskies have 3 freshmen in the secondary. They've been improving as the season has gone on. But nobody throws the ball like Washington State, and they throw it quickly so that the Huskies' pass rush, which has been their biggest asset this season, isn't likely to have as big an influence. They just can't get to the quarterback fast enough. And so that secondary is really going to be tested. That will be the drama of the game itself.
And, of course, Washington State has the backup quarterback in because Connor Halliday broke his leg and was out for the season a couple games ago.
Right. Luke Falk is now in. He had a great first game and a mediocre second game with 4 interceptions and a big loss at Arizona State the previous weekend. So he is going to be tested by the Huskies' pass rush, and so that will add to the drama.
Well, speaking of the drama, there's always another issue at play when these two teams meet for the Apple Cup, particularly when the game's played in Pullman, and it has to do with students rather than players.
Yes, there's always some sort of mayhem going on. Some of it's funny and some of it's traditional, but some of it is bad. The 2010 Apple Cup was played after a week-long snow dump in which there was still slush that refroze in the stadium, and that turned into a weapon. Lots of students began throwing ice balls and hitting other fans in the stadium, as well as the band members at halftime. And the Huskies had a player who broke his ankle in the fourth quarter, and as he was being carted off, he was bombarded by ice balls. At the end of the game, there were 34 people treated by the paramedic station. 8 went to the hospital. There were 30 ejections and 18 arrests. So that's the sort of, I guess, what you'd call junior varsity hooliganism that goes on at some of these traditional games, and it's really an excuse for people to get away with stuff they wouldn't ever do if they were spotted and could be isolated. So that's a part of the tradition. I imagine that the 7:30 start means there's going to be a lot of drinking and carrying on in the stadium. Hopefully there will be enough police action there to keep the mayhem to a minimum.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KPLU sports commentator Art Teal's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com, and he's a contributor to crosscut.com. You can download our weekly chats at kplu.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.